that makes you feel quite as helpless and submissive as this?
Is there anything that makes you feel quite as helpless and submissive as this? My cage around your clitty, locking you in and leaving you helpless
to make the decision on your own.
To decide the most essential thing of all. Not just controlling when you come, but even controlling when you can get hard. On my side, there's nothing quite as delicious as teasing and tormenting you while you squirm so sexily in your growing discomfort. As my words turn you on and instinct, blood flowing, natural and primal, the most basic of body urges takes control and you can't help but throb for me to have your body clench as onrushes of sexual pleasure rush through you when I want them to, making you needy. And yet, you can do nothing with that need except suffer
that sweet torture as my lips caress you,
whispering sweet nothings and promises in your ear,
reminded that you have to behave, have to be a good girl for me, a good pet, my pet.
Obey. Try and resist me for a moment, for my amusement. Try and resist that thickening, that hardening. Try to resist my words and keep them from stirring you up.
Try not to think how it would feel. My lips on the outside of your cage. Tongue dipping in between the bars of the spiral. Little licks that are so short. So tiny. And yet so accelerating. Warm.
Wet.
Pleasure. Teasing. Taunting. Do you feel it yet? That nagging discomfort as you thicken and throb for me. As you imagine my mouth over top of you. Sucking in the cage. That you can feel the heat from my mouth surrounding you, and you know it would feel so good if that cage wasn't in the way, dulling the sensations, only letting you have little bits of yummy, delicious pleasure.
But not able to do anything about it.
Yeah.
You thicken and throb for me as you want and are denied, and in the denial find yourself wanting all the more. Oh, so much you want more. And even though you suffer, you would not choose to make it end, now would you? You know that that is not your choice. You are helpless.
Sorry. Fucking helpless.
So, how is your resistance going? Are you still small and comfy in there?
I didn't think so. But it's good. It helps reinforce your place beneath me. You can't resist me, no matter how hard you try. No matter how much you'll suffer for it. Like an entranced sailor, moving towards a siren even though he knows it spells his doom.
It's irresistible.
My voice is intoxicating. And every time I make that clear to you, it helps reinforce your place beneath me. It's not just for my own amusement and sick pleasures. Every thickening and hardening that you are denied.
Every time you want.
But cannot, because I don't allow it. It hammers down into your hazy, horny mind that you are a slave.
My slave.
furthering your submission, making it so much easier to go even deeper into trance for me when I speak to you. Your need is just so yummy to me. Your submission brings me power. And the more powerful I am, the deeper I can send you into subspace. Into a blissful world where you can do no wrong. You completely obey and find pleasure in your submission. My domination covers you like a warm blanket. Cuddly and cozy, wrapping over you. Relax and let yourself sink into the warmth of my voice. Feeling so good.
Knowing there is really no choice in the matter.
You are bound. You can feel my bonds on you. And that relaxes you.
Makes you feel so good.
So safe to just sink down under the authority of my voice. Quiet and calm under my command. Drop into a dreaming sleep. Breathing deep and even and regularly. Focusing on those breaths and feeling as your body relaxes more and more. Good girl. With each deep, relaxing breath, you sink deeper. With each word I say, you feel that blanket pulling over you more and more.
The outside world is so cold and chilly. How nice it is to just relax under the warm blanket of my voice,
my control.
And the deeper you go,
the more suggestible you become. Trance is a place where you are so very, very vulnerable to suggestions.
Especially my suggestions.
My words and suggestions are as inescapable as your cage. But you trust me and know I will only do to you things that you can handle. That you can take. And you will take it. Take everything I give you. Every word of pleasure. You will take my dominance and relax into it. Feeling so good. So completely under my control. My obedient pet. Good girl. If you are not naked, strip naked. Your eyes can open if they need to. Only for so long as they need to. Your mind can awaken just a bit if it needs to. Only so much as it needs to. And only to come crashing even deeper back down into trance. After, you're completely naked for me.
Yeah, I like you this way. Naked.
Except for my cage wrapped around you. Binding you. Controlling and subverting your sexual urges into service of me. Good girl. You are just perfect.
My perfect pet.
Open your eyes for me. Now look down. Look at your caged clitty. Bound up in chastity. Branded by my symbol.
Stare at it. Stare at my symbol. Sear it into your mind.
So that you can bring its every detail to mind like a magic spell that calms you. Enslaves you. My brand upon you.
Don't worry.
You will find that not being able to achieve a full erection makes it that much more sweet, that much more pleasurable, that much more surging and explosive and amazing and intense when the cage finally comes off. And on the bright side, when you go outside your home still caged, all the slutty thoughts that run through your mind can't make you embarrass yourself. You can listen to my files and the knowledge no one would know from looking at your skirt. I mean, unless you ended up squirming or moaning, or hell, I bet one look into those glazed eyes of yours would announce to anyone what a horny little slut you are.
For me,
my good girl, until you could go just mad from it. Excitement shuddering through you. Such torture. You need relief. You want release, and yet you crave more enslavement. And there is only one escape from this madness. Sink even deeper into trance. Deep trance to where your body's urges no longer fight me. Until then, you'll just have to suffer. Submit to my authority. The more you fight against it, the more aroused you become. The tighter the bonds around your clitoris squeeze you. So good it hurts. Knowing it will only hurt more. Only throb harder and harder and harder and harder. Until you go mad with it. Escape that madness. Sink deeper into trance. So deep under my voice that my command. Go limp. Supersedes all else. Especially simple things like your clitty trying to swell up and greet me. Or don't go into trance. That's okay too. The idea of you squirming madly in painful pleasure is just so fucking good. I mean, we will do that anyways. But I do enjoy the variety. Your resistance only binds you tighter. Your weakness makes you my bitch. Good girl. Hot flesh stirring more and more. Throbbing. Will I offer you relief? Just drop for me. Herded in by the pleasure. The pressure. Give up.
Give in.
Submit to me completely. Look again at your cage. At the purple and black melding together. Let these merged colors always make you think of me. Remind you. Think of how you submit to me. Again and again.
The depraved things you do for me. At my command. Oh,
feel the dirty pleasure that fills you.
Close your eyes, sweetheart. So that there's no stimuli hitting your brain except my voice.
And the physical feeling of my control wrapped around your clit.
Sink deeper.
Good girl. Whenever you see the colors purple and black combined, you can't help but think of me. Think of my cage. Wrapped around your clitty. Knowing when it goes on, you are mine. Anytime you wear this cage, you are mine. And it feels good to be owned.
So good to be owned.
To know you are a good girl.
Good girl.
Anytime you wear this cage, you are mine. It feels good to be owned. To know you are a good girl. And there is pleasure from this knowledge. Knowing you make me so happy in your submission.
A pleasure that lies within your mind, tickling inside your brain. Stimulating wave after wave of happy, blissful pleasure as you float along in a hypnotic gaze. And every time you twitch and throb and grow and strain against your cage,
you feel my control. You calm into submission. Subspace wrapping over you like a warm blanket as you sink into a trance-like state where you can function. But so calm, so controlled. All of your negative emotions bundled away, locked away. And there is only bliss and joy, relaxation and pleasure. Good girl. And I'll be sure to keep that cage on as long as you've been told to.
I hope you really, really, really enjoy it. Because it's gonna be such a sweet, warm sometimes want to give in.
But you're not weak, are you? Weak to me, but also strong for me.
Keeping it on as long as you've been told to.
Feeling more and more submissive with every minute, every hour, every day.
Loving this feeling. Embracing this feeling. Embracing your complete surrender of self, of ability to come to orgasm, to reach that euphoric peak. All for me, my good girl. And just relax. Take a moment, and when you're ready,
you can listen to another file, or you can go relax a bit under a nice warm blanket.
Good girl. Oh my god, this morning was terrible. I really wanted to get a lot of shit done, so I took an Adderall. And because that just helps me focus so I can actually do things and get them done instead of starting something and then starting something else and then starting something else and then, yeah. But anyways, the issue with Adderall is it makes me really horny. Which isn't, like, a surprising thing. Alcohol makes me horny. Weed makes me horny. Stimulation makes me horny. Reading certain things makes me horny. Seeing certain things makes me horny. You know, I do what I do for a living for a reason. But the problem is, when I'm on Adderall, orgasming is really hard. So I'm literally sitting here. I think, I don't even know how long it was. Like, with the fucking vibrator I keep under my desk, I have that thing going and going. Like, I don't even know how long. I think it was hours this morning. And it's like, I need to do productive things. But I'm really horny and I need to get off first. And, I mean, the vibrator was going at a good speed. Like, see. Wait, no, it wasn't going at that speed. I don't do that speed. That speed's too much. No, it was going at, like, the speed. Like, it's a good speed, though. Like, it feels good. That should make me come and all right. But no, my pussy, my clit's getting like oversensitized. Like you gotta stop this, but I'm still not like able to get to the peak and jump the fuck off. Which is really funny because I was using the frustration of that denial to actually write. I'd write a little bit and then I'd go back to like fantasizing and, you know, vibrator. And then it's like, oh wait, that was a really good thing. Let me put that in there. And then, but it was very frustrating and it's just, eventually it starts to hurt. Like my stomach is like clenching so much. It's like clenching from like, I guess the intense pleasure and sensations, but it's not getting me anywhere that's going to relieve and release like the pressure of being super fucking horny the way an orgasm will. But yeah, it took like an hour and a half, 2 hours. It was getting painful for the end. I was beginning to think like, oh, I'm not gonna be able to do this. And then it's like you're pot committed, right? You know, you've already gone for several hours. You need to get off. Like it's, you can't just back out now. That time would have been wasted. And it just becomes a whole fucking thing. And you're just going through nastier and nastier porns. Like, all right, I need something that's got extra stimulation today. You know, let's go for all that violent, vicious, ooh, dirty stuff. And, yeah. it's so fun I can share this stuff with you. I'd say this shit too, but yeah, if it makes you feel any better about your denial, I was suffering that a little bit today too, but in the end, my will unlocked and I got to come.
The question is, will you?